Paul, it's absolutely bucketing it down here in Wales. The correct decision to call the game off?
Well, the pitch is becoming increasingly saturated and the weather's only getting worse. So, real shame. We were looking forward to playing, especially when the players have warmed up. They're literally, you know, bursting to go. But I have to say, you know, the referee must be respected for making probably a sensible decision.
And of course, you always want to play, but I guess there's a couple of advantages in that players have a bit longer to recover from injury and stuff like that.
Well, all these things shoot through your mind, but I don't believe I'm that clever to try and predict all those. We don't even know when we're going to come back here. I guess on a Tuesday night or whenever it might be. There's no way I'm clever enough to predict what's going to happen in 6, 7, 8 weeks' time and work all those variables into a positive. So I put no influence on the referee. I made no opinion to him. I urged him to make his decision, and Michael, Newport's manager, did the same. And it is what it is. So I'm having a cup of tea. I'm going to get home early, and for once I'm going to be home before it gets dark. But it's so dark now, this probably constitutes dark at the moment. But I'll get home early Saturday afternoon and watch the scores coming in.
And just a shame for those Dons fans that travelled all this way.
Well, as much as I feel for our players who were ready to go, did the warm-up, I feel 10 times more sympathy for a supporter that's travelled across the country through this weather on a weekend before Christmas to sit in the stands, probably get a bit wet, and then, you know, have to hear that the game's being called off. But if they were here and sat over there on the other side of the pitch looking at the rain, they would have suspected that this was a possible outcome. But real shame for them, and I hope they have a safe journey home. But you know, it was mentioned in the dressing room, I think, that all the players were, you know, just a little bit sorry for the supporters. But hey ho, I mean, we're going to have to. It won't be the first, it won't be the last time we'll get a game postponed with bad weather just before kickoff.
Will you be watching the scores come in for the rest of the league this afternoon?
Yeah, I will do. I don't want to sort of torture myself, but on the other hand, I'm interested, and you know, we haven't. All we've done, I suppose, is lost a day's travel, and we'll come back and play the game another time. So I'll look forward to, I think, just having a Saturday afternoon. We'll sit in front of the fire and watch the results come in at 10 to 5.
When the pitch inspection was called at 1:20, it looked, and it was given the go ahead, it looked like that little window of opportunity, didn't it? Just that little break in the rain may have happened, let the game go ahead.
What you find in these situations, there's been a constant accumulation of rain over a long period of time, and the pitch was saturated. Although the pitch was perfectly playable at 1:30, we all knew the weather was coming in. The referee couldn't call it off based on what might happen. So, but we were all in the, you know, agreed that if the weather came down just before 3:00, the referee would make that decision if he thought that it was going to get worse. So there was a window of about an hour with a little rain. The pitch was suddenly perfect. I mean, they did an amazing job here to get this pitch. I mean, it's a superb pitch. They play rugby on it, football on it, but just couldn't quite cope with the amount of rain.
Perfect. Cool. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, mate. Have a safe trip home.
Yeah.